Hi, welcome to Whiskey Cast, the Cask Strength podcast featuring news and interviews from the world of whiskey. I'm Mark Gillespie. This is episode number 54 for August 22nd, 2006. Coming up in a few minutes, Misako Udo's Labor of Love is about to become more widely available to whiskey lovers.
I'm really paying neck to them because I'm sending a lot of updating information. So, as you know, Mark, and so many things are happening in whiskey industry. And just I wanted to add more and more, but just I think I have to stop now.
Earlier this year, Misako told us she was hoping to land a publishing deal for her encyclopedic book, The Scottish Whiskey Distilleries. Now, you may be able to have a hardbound copy in time for the holidays. First, though, let's look at the news. Is White & Mackay about to be sold or not? The owner of Isle of Jura and the Dalmore, along with other spirits, is rumored to be a takeover target for maverick Indian entrepreneur Vijay Mallya. Mallya's United Breweries dominates the Indian market, and his spokesmen say he's looking at buying part or all of White & Mackay. However, White & Mackay Managing Director Bob Brannan says there has been no offer made and that the owners consider it a long-term investment. Brannan's comments came to The Scotsman. I did try to contact White & Mackay, but have not received a response yet. Now, here's why this is interesting. You'll recall past episodes discussing the trade war over whiskey between India and the European Union. Mallya's been extremely vocal about keeping India's import tariffs in place unless the Europeans open up their borders to his Indian molasses-based whiskies. With the Europeans planning to take India to the World Trade Organization's woodshed, if Mallya does a deal with White & Mackay, it puts him in a position to profit either way. He wins if the tariffs stay in place and his Indian spirits maintain their market share, and he wins if the tariffs go and White & Mackay can jump into India quickly. Good to be rich, isn't it? In other news, a whiskey festival planned for this October in Louisiana has been canceled. The festival was to be part of the Celtic Cajun Fest in Lake Charles, Louisiana, but organizer Rhiannon Walsh at Celtic Malts has had to cancel plans for the event. She tells me there weren't enough distillers able to make the event because of tight marketing budgets. Now, the show was also scheduled for October 14th, which is the same day as Whiskey Live in Toronto, and many distilleries were already committed to that event. A few weeks ago, we talked with writer Ian Buxton, who was able to get the classic Ennius MacDonald book Whiskey re-released in print. Now he's working on another project to make more classic whiskey books available. Ian has teamed up with publisher Neil Wilson to create new editions of classics like Ian MacDonald's Smuggling in the Highlands. Their plan is to digitally scan and retouch original copies of the books, print and bind new copies. The Classic Expressions line is still in the early stages, and we'll hear more from Ian in an upcoming episode. Finally, I mentioned a couple of weeks ago that the Glenrothes is releasing a new 1994 vintage this fall. To update that, it turns out the new vintage will only be available in Europe for now. Sky Spirits, which distributes the Glenrothes in North America, does not plan to import the 1994 vintage at the present time. On the events calendar, Whiskey Live Glasgow will be the weekend of September 8th and 9th. Bourbon's Bistro in Louisville will hold a Van Winkle Bourbon Dinner on September 11th. That same week, we'll see the Kentucky Bourbon Festival in Bardstown from the 13th through the 17th, the Loch Lomond Food and Drink Festival in Scotland, and at the end of the week, Whiskey Live Paris. Tickets are on sale for the first Whiskey Live Toronto show on October 14th. And some good news, Whiskey Cast will be on the road in Toronto that weekend. I'll also be at Malt Advocates Whiskey Fest New York on November 6th. Tickets are also on sale for that event as well. Of course, you'll find a complete calendar of events at the Whiskey Cast website, www.whiskeycast.com. Back in February, we heard about Misako Udo's passion for whiskey, a passion that led her to self-publish her book, The Scottish Whiskey Distilleries, and sell it on eBay. Now the second edition is almost ready, after she landed a publishing deal with Black and White Publishers of Leith. I talked with Misako via Skype earlier today, and she's clearly happy about this development.
As you know, it's as being self-published it's really difficult. And originally I thought just I wanted to publish just a few people who would like to share my information. However, I just started to realize that so many people wanted to buy my book. But problem is shipping United States, and they have to pay nearly £7, although I'm charging just less than £5, but it's quite a lot of money to asking just as a posting charge, you know? And I've started thinking, it's just really feel sorry, and some people's sending email to me, and how they can find my book. They can't find any local shop where they are living. And just I've started thinking maybe it's a time to asking the professional publishing companies publishing my book. So that's really good news now.
And how did the deal come about?
Yeah, actually really funny because to be honest, a few publishers are interesting and a few publishers refused because I don't have any agent, and a few publishers really it's seriously considering. However, just their replies are so slow. So it's one day I read the newspaper, local evening news, and mentioning about Edinburgh-based publishing's turnover's increase, and the managing director is saying they're looking for the worldwide marketing. And just I thought, that's maybe it's a good idea to send the email and to send a copy of my book, how they think about that. And because I've never heard about that publisher's name, and I didn't know. And when I send it, and straight away, just the following day, and the managing director just sent me the email, and he's very, very impressed with my book, and he wanted to have a meeting with me. And I couldn't believe it. So I went to meet them, and he really likes it. And I told him about why I came out with my idea and what's happening since I published the book. And he was really impressed. And then he just told me they wanted to have a contract with me. So straightforward. I couldn't believe it.
When does the second edition come out?
Actually, they're planning and before Christmas, so hoping they wanted to publish the end of October. But I don't know what's happening because I'm really pain in the neck to them because I'm sending a lot of updating information. So as you know, Mark, and so many things are happening in whiskey industry. And I wanted to add more and more, but I think I have to stop now.
Now, I was about to ask that. What did you update from the first edition? What all have you done since last fall when we first
Quite talked? A lot, because originally I wanted added a few photographs and also some illustrations, and particularly illustrations are very important. And all the time I thought people are taking a photograph, and especially pot still. But as you know, pot still is a huge, you know, most of the photograph just chop off the neck or chop off the bottom, you know, and they can't see a whole figure. So all the time I wanted and draw and the whole shape of the pot still. However, it's just this time is I didn't have a time because when I met the publisher is the end of the June, and they told me I have to hand it over to them all materials at the end of July. So I could manage to draw about near 20 illustrations of the pot still, but just a brief, very simple shape. So hoping maybe third editions, I wanted to draw most of the distilleries, pot still shapes, and maybe more nice illustrations. unfortunately, I didn't have a time this time, but hopefully, you know, people could have some idea how unique shapes and some distillery has, you know?
Of course. And I assume you had to go back through and update some of the distillery information as well, right?
Mm-hmm. That's right. And I think a few thing is I'm still frustrating, and problem is now this time in the year, I'm very busy. I have to work as a guide as well. And some distillery, and I send the email to them, but they haven't replied to me. And I know maybe holiday season, you know, as a silent season, or I don't know, some reason. And I wanted added more information, but unfortunately they're not coming back. So only I can do is I have to visit them. I have to knock door, and I have to grab them, and I have to ask them.
And what's been the reaction to the book so far from your readers?
It's really surprised. I think it's everybody so surprised, because originally that book was based on my file, working as a guide. So all just listing, you know. It's no reading book, as you know. So some people believe it's really difficult to read, you know, but my book is not reading book, purely reference book. And some people is so amazed how much information I collected. And the most common question is how I could manage to collect such a huge information. And all the time I answer to them, and it took 16 years. And they understood. And however, I'm really appreciated a lot of people sending me email to amending a lot of information which I was wrongly typed. So that's really, really good, because I can't correct everything by myself. So that's really, really good.
And you don't have the luxury of having a crack research staff there to help you, right?
Yeah, but still, I really wanted to correct myself. However, it's sometimes really difficult to correcting the information, especially new informations, because my book, some information is very old, you know, and also I recently realized all the information, particularly when I visited the distillery, some guide is not working distillery, just a seasonal worker, you know, just they are telling to us manual matters. And when I ask the technical questions, they don't know answer. And sometimes they are just giving me wrong answer. So that is just, I've started to realize how many answers I collected wrongly. So just I wanted amended those informations as well.
And so the book will be really, the second edition that we'll see this fall will be the really the first real hardback edition for the book, right?
Yeah, that's right. They're planning to do hardback. Yeah, that's right.
Anything else you can add? You've got to be excited about this.
Yes. Because since I published the first edition and I'm using all the time my book, however, I noticed I should make like a area index, you know, because my book is alphabetically order. However, just I noticed when I go to, for example, if I go to some Paris area, right, and I just can't come out of my head which distilleries used to be existed in that area. So just I added new editions. If you go to Perth, you can find out straight away how many distilleries existed in that area. So that is a really big work, and I did. So that is really helps the people who are visiting Scotland and just not existing distillery. Maybe people visiting Pitlochry wanted to know how many distilleries there, and instantly they can see in the index, area index, and they can see instantly how many distilleries existed, and also how many distilleries still survive, you know. So that is, I'm really pleased added that's kind of the information for the second edition.
The first edition could be a collector's item one day. She printed just 300 copies, and I'm happy to see there's one on my bookshelf. Finally, I'd like to thank those of you who cast votes for WhiskeyCast in this year's 2006 Podcast Awards. The results were announced this past week, and the winner of the Best Food and Drink Podcast Award was another podcast. Congratulations to Jeff Meyer, who produces the Good Beer Podcast and won this year's award. And even though it's not an award-winning show yet, if you like what you hear, please tell your friends. And I'd like to hear your comments as well. My email address is comments@whiskeycast.com. WhiskeyCast is a production of MG Media, copyright 2006, and comes to you from the charming, yet regrettably dry town of Haddonfield, New Jersey. I'm Mark Gillespie, reminding you that when you drink, please drink responsibly. Thanks for listening.